Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. As usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing and abundant-filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Now let's get started with this week's episode. So in one of my last episodes, Becoming the Girl of My Dreams, if you already listened to it, then that's fine. If you didn't, then I'm just going to give you a brief little overview. What the hell is an overview? The hell? I just talked about being more feminine. Why I can't talk today? I talked about being more feminine and allowing my feminine energy to thrive. And as I said in that episode, I felt like I just needed to be hard, quote unquote, like hard exterior, hard everything. I just needed to be hard for so long. You know, at times I could be looked at, well, I think to a certain extent, I still can be looked at as too independent. I could be very, very nonchalant, abrasive at times, etc. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not even going to say looked at. I've been told it by, you know, numerous men. And, you know, with me being told that, I would just like, you know, I would brush it off. I wouldn't really pay too much attention to it. I'd just be like, okay, well, fuck it. Well, you know, I guess I'm too much for you, or you can't handle a female like me. I felt like, you know, it was okay to be like that. I'm independent. I don't need you. I don't need you for nothing. You asked me for something. I mean, if I needed something, even if I really, really needed it, my pride would be all the way in the way. I would not say nothing. I would struggle it out, not say nothing, not ask for help, not say I needed it, not say I wanted to see you, nothing. And I just felt like, you know, being that hard female, being that independent woman was just the way to be. That was the way to go. And I'm not saying that being independent is a bad thing, because it's absolutely not at all. It's okay to be independent. It's okay to have your own, you know, depend on you and things like that. Because I love being independent. Trust me. I love it. It's nothing like it. But being hard and, you know, having this tough exterior and everything and being too independent, it's not always a good look. And I only say it's not a good look because, you know, creating that hard exterior, like I said in a lot of episodes, because I just thought I was a real nigga, but I'm not. Like, I'm a female. Not saying that you can't be, you know, you can't stand in your boundaries and be who you are, but at the same time, I'm still a female. I'm still a woman. But you know, being overly independent, it takes away from your femininity. And I've noticed that over the years. Like, I'm getting a little bit older, so I noticed, you know, I'm not gonna say the error of my ways, but I noticed some places where I probably fell short when it comes to, y'all know what I mean, but I just felt like it just took away from me being a girl's girl. Like, I was like a nigga girl, not a girl. And I say you gotta be all pretty and, you know, have, you know, like you a debutante or anything like that. But yeah, it just took away from my feminine energy, you know. And this doesn't have to apply to just being in a relationship or anything like that, because some people feel like, you know, you just got to be feminine in that part. But it just takes away from your feminine energy overall, just being that hard person and just being, you know, too independent and matching men's energy and all of that. You know, I had to realize that your feminine energy, it just doesn't have to just thrive or be prevalent in a relationship. And I think that that's where sometimes we get it confused and we get it mixed up. I know I did. Because I feel like your feminine energy should be prevalent in every aspect of your life. Like, You know, I used to feel like I just needed to be feminine or soft, you know, only when I was dealing with a man or I was in a relationship. You know, but at the end of the day, that, you know, that it's not really reality, because to a certain extent, I was only portraying an image for a role. You know, I was auditioning for a role. So many words. Because, like, I would just be soft with my man or whoever I was with, you know, but go out into the streets and turn back into a nigga. Not say that I was dressing like one, or, you know, actually acting like one, like doing men things. But I just wasn't giving off a lady. I wasn't being a lady. I think that two of the main reasons why I feel like I couldn't let my feminine energy thrive, because one, as I told y'all, the way I was brought up, it wasn't bad. No, I don't have like any horror stories or anything like that. But like, honestly, I just sat back one day. You know, this was around a time where, because I have epiphanies all the time, I just be thinking about a lot of things and how I want to change my ways in my life and things like that. But I just sat back and realized that embracing my femininity doesn't just have to be put in a box. I don't have to be feminine just when I want to get a man, or be feminine when I'm only in a relationship. Only be feminine when I want something, because we all use our, you know, feminine ways, pretty privilege, all of that. We use it for a lot of things. But for so long, I just put it in one box. Like, I was just like, okay, well, I just act like that when I'm with my man. Or I'm gonna act like that when I want something from, or when I want to get somebody, you know? But once I started to embrace it. Once I started to embrace that energy, then I started to feel different. I started to talk different about myself. I started to walk different. I started to kind of like live different. One thing I do have to do is work on my cursing, because y'all know I curse a lot. I definitely have a potty mouth. But I just started to change a lot of things about myself. You know, when I need help now, I just say it instead of being so hard and independent and trying to thug it out. I just say that I need help. You know, when I'm not okay, I just say I'm not okay. You know, it takes a lot to say that. It's a lot for people to say I need help, or I'm not okay, or whatever. You know, when I'm dealing with a man, I allow that man to be a man instead of trying to wear the boxers and the panties. I let him be a man. And when I say a man, I let that man be a man, because that's who he is. You know, a lot of men ain't men, but they say they are. But you know, when you're dealing with a man, a real man, you know, even when dealing with myself, I'm kinder to myself. You know, I give myself more grace for the things that I don't do, and pat myself on the back for the things that I did do. You know, not be so hard on myself for the things that I didn't accomplish, and rather the things that I did do. Girl, you did that. You know, even if I'm not doing anything, you got some rest. You did that. You know, I practice a lot more self-care, and I make myself more of a priority than I ever did before. Like, I mean, I did, but I didn't make myself a priority. I made everything and everybody else priorities more than I did myself. You know, I love looking pretty. I love feeling pretty, as everyone around me knows. But I think that embracing that, I had to realize that I have to match the inside appearance with the outside appearance. You know, I can't want to look like one thing but act like another. So embracing my femininity is a process, but I'm loving every second of it. Once again, I want to thank you all so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it does help my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. And I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so, 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 so much. And I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.